Fuck.
Let's get it.
Alright. Ready.
Oh shit, you press.
Yeah.
Press sorry?
Yeah, it's been
before. I was looking out.
Live from Justin's living room, it's the Real Brothers.
Yo, what's up, everybody?
Welcome back.
Welcome to the second episode of The Real Brothers.
It should be the fifth, but...
Yeah. Life but it's cool. Yeah. I'm jobless now.
Yay.
So
welcome to my life.
Not for long. Welcome to my life.
Welcome to my life.
Not for long, though. So we're going to be trying to pump out a lot of podcasts for you guys up until then.
Yep.
So today we're going to do... Is this episode we're just gonna do the review for Spider for the movie?
Since we've been gone, we had some real sad news, the passing of Stan Lee, the GOAT. So
first things first.
Rest in peace, Stan Lee. Second thing, think we should do our top 10 Stan Lee cameos?
Save it for the end?
Yeah. Oh, spoiler alert.
We can say that for the end.
Stay after the credits, y'all.
Yeah, that's our after credit scene.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, I just thought of that. Hey,
B.
We should do after shows and call them the after credit.
That's, yep. You see what we do, folks.
Or Easter eggs. Yeah, we should do some shit like that.
Hey, yay.
But yeah, Stan Lee passed.
Mm-hmm. What else happened?
Too much shit. Oscar noms.
Yeah.
And no, not Oscar noms, Golden Globe nominations. We might have to do a separate episode from this because I want to talk about the Kevin Hart shit and all that too.
Because
I ain't get a chance to go back to talk about all that. We're definitely gonna talk about that.
Yeah.
Shit. If we get done with this quick, we might just do another episode right after this.
Cool.
But this episode is just gonna be about the Spider-Verse movie. About Stan Lee and the Spider-Verse movie. We just seen Spider-Verse last night.
Word.
And what did you think about it?
It was a great movie. It was amazing. Excuse the pun. That's about it.
I wasn't surprised, but coming into it, even beforehand, I knew it was going to be a good movie before that.
Right.
But it just, like, it's crazy that you can go see that movie and then you see that it's from the same studio that brought you the Emoji Movie.
Yeah.
Jack and Jill. Spider-Man 3.
Mm-hmm.
Me Too Ghostbusters.
All trash.
I said Spider-Man 3?
Uh-huh.
Venom. Yeah. We got Venom and this in the same year.
Yeah, that, which is crazy.
That's crazy. And it's crazy because our first episode is the Venom review.
Right.
But I thought it was a really good movie. My takeaway from it is, my hot take from it is, that I think it's the best Spider-Man movie all the way around and probably the best superhero movie this year.
Hmm. What else came out this year, superhero-wise?
Infinity War came out this year.
Yo.
It's right there with Infinity War. I don't know which one I would like more. I really like this movie because I can't find anything wrong with this movie at all.
Okay. I got a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Heartbreaking scene. The one from Infinity War or the one from this movie? Which one is worse?
We're not finna delve into the spoiler territory
yet. Not shit,
we're gonna get to it. But the heartbreaking scene in this movie, like, it hit me more just because of it. Of course, it's Stan Lee cameo in it, guys. But just seeing the Stan Lee cameo and, like, another hot take, this is the best Stan Lee cameo ever.
Yeah. Yeah,
this is his best
one. I agree.
This is best cameo, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But in Infinity War, it didn't really... I wasn't in there like, wow. Because I was waiting for the snap to happen the whole time in Infinity War. In Infinity War, I was like, okay, man, when this nigga gonna snap his fingers? I just want to see what's gonna happen when he snap his fingers. And when niggas just start fading away and shit, I was like, oh, man.
Sad.
And the Peter Parker scene in Infinity War, oh, shit. It hit me. I was like, oh, man, it's kind of sad. But in this one... When the shit happened, and I was sitting here, my eyes got kind of watered for a minute. I was like, "What the fuck, man?"
I almost got my money back.
Your free money back.
Shout out to the plug.
I think it's one of I think it's the best Spider-Man movie out of all of them. It'll be Spider-Verse, Homecoming, and then the rest of them will fall in there. Because I don't really like the Sam Raimi movies that much. Mm-hmm. Like going back, and like I went back and watched them recently. Don't like them that much. Yeah. The Spider-Man 2 is a really good superhero movie. It's one of the best superhero movies ever. I'll still hold it up there. But going back and looking at 2020 hindsight, it wasn't that good of a movie. I'm sorry. But and another thing, like I told you last night, I like the first Amazing Spider-Man movie a lot better than Spider-Man 1 and, of course, Spider-Man 3.
Right.
I might even like it more than Spider-Man 2. But the only thing about Amazing Spider-Man is I felt like it was a really drawn-out movie.
Yeah.
But that's how I feel about that, though. But shit, basically, in the Spider-Verse movie, it's about Miles Morales, the Afro-Latino kid from Brooklyn.
Shout out to La Raza.
And Amara La Negra.
Yeah. Gang, gang.
And he, basically, in the beginning of the movie, he's going to a prep school?
Yeah, it's pretty much a prep school, like a private school and shit, and he doesn't want to go.
Of course.
Because he's pretty much like the man in his school, it seemed like from that scene.
Yeah, it seemed like he's the man in the fucking neighborhood and raised in Brooklyn and shit. All the Brooklyn niggas and all the Dominican girls like him.
Yeah. One girl told him she missed him and shit. I was tight.
So he gets kind of like a rude awakening when he goes to this school and he doesn't quite fit in.
At all.
He doesn't know. Yeah, doesn't fit in at all. Doesn't know where he fits in, that they're not really liking it. Mm-hmm. He's trying to fail out of all the classes and shit.
Miles is very, very smart.
Yeah.
Which is really tight. He's
a fucking nerd.
Yeah.
Fucking dweeb. Like, for real.
Shout out to all our dweeb listeners. But, yeah, man, Miles is really smart. He's very charismatic until he starts to not have a good time in school. Which I thought was kind of cool. Because, you know, it's like, when he was walking down the street, he was in his, what's the word?
Bag.
Pretty much.
He was in his bag.
But as soon as he left the neighborhood, he was in foreign territory, and he tried to adapt, but he didn't. But this is pretty much the generic Peter Parker store.
Oh, he also tagged stuff.
Oh, yeah, he was an artist.
That was really cool. He wasn't like that in the comic books, was he?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that, but I know they kind of diverged a lot from his origin in the comic books and the movie.
And certain stuff, because
how he got his powers is different.
Yeah.
Different, but the same.
Because I was looking for him, in this movie, I was looking for his mom to die, honestly. Because, like, in the comics, if I'm not mistaken, his mom dies in almost every scenario.
Yeah, the Green Goblin pretty much, like, kills her mom. Because no, it was Venom. I take that back, it was Venom. He was fighting Venom, and she distracted Venom by shooting at him. Mm-hmm. And she got hit in the crosshairs of Miles and Venom fighting. And she dies in Miles' arms and shit.
Yeah, I was definitely looking for his mom to die in it because, like, just like in the spoiler alert, in the Spider-Man video game, his dad dies instead. His dad dies instead, leaving his mom alive. And then I like the way they had did that with the little reverse effect of that and everything. But that happens. He ends up getting his powers. Wilson Fisk is the villain in this movie.
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
You know, I'm not mad at it. I mean, it was pretty cool. I liked the Wilson Fisk. I liked the Kingpin that they had. He was pretty comic book accurate-ish. He kind of reminded me of, I don't know, I guess that's the main story arc in his comics, but I know from the Daredevil show, he was all about his wife. You know, he loved the shit out of his wife. So they died in the movie, spoiler alert. And he's...
Well, in the flashback, they died. And that universe is... He... blame Spider-Man for Peter Parker for the death. So he built a machine. He's building a machine to try to bring them back. Is he trying to clone them?
He's trying to get another. He's trying to get them from another universe.
Yeah, we can just go ahead and dive into spoilers.
All right, fuck it.
But if he, like one part towards the end, like when he has the hair and the DNA things and things, I thought he was trying to clone them at first.
Like
towards the end, because at first I'm thinking he's just trying to bring them back out of the universe. Mm-hmm. Just be like, all right, but then I see him with the DNA.
Maybe
I'll have to see it. I'm gonna see it a second time,
for sure.
So I'll know for sure. But he's building a machine. Miles, well, we can go a little bit back before that. His uncle.
Oh yeah, probably.
Yeah, he's finding shit. He's very discouraged about what's going on in school, so he goes see his uncle. So his uncle relates to him, and we all know who his uncle. Well, not we all don't know, but
if you
kind of hardcore shit, if you know, you know type shit. His uncle is Aaron. What's their last name? Hold on, Jefferson.
No, I think it is Jefferson.
I want to say Davis. His dad's first name is Jefferson.
Right.
Yeah. Aaron Davis, a.k.a. the Prowler. But he goes see his dad. It, like, when we was in the theater, as soon as we seen him, it was like, oh, they got him in it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's really going to talk. I was like, and in my head, I said, I wonder if he's going to, like, be the Prowler. Or they going to set it up for, like, a sequel. Mm-hmm. I thought they were going to set up for a sequel. I thought it would have been dope.
Oh, yeah, that would have been nice.
But him, like, act, like when he showed up so quickly as the Prowler, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
But he goes to his uncle for some advice and all that, and he takes him to the sewers and shit to tag
some
shit. And
that's when he gets a secret area, yeah.
Yeah. He said, I did some work down here. Mm-hmm. When he said that, I was like, this nigga was doing something illegal down here. That's what the fuck he was doing.
Of course.
But he ended up getting bitten.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he got bit at.
But see, the crazy thing is, from the comic book, it was from where it was different was in the comics. The Prowler was doing something. The spider got in his bag, and then when Miles went to go visit him in his apartment, the spider got out, and they didn't go to like a sub or anything. Cause see, the spider was already in the sub, but when they went in the movie, on the comic book, it was totally different. Which I thought they made it nice because they gave them like a little uncle nephew moment and shit to go down and tag, you know.
It was cool, like just the character development and everything, just to build that bond between them.
Straight up,
and he got bit and everything. And the next, whatever, everything, like it always happens. Wake up next morning, start getting the powers and shit. And there's also a girl in his class that he's flirting with.
Yep.
And we find out later that she's Gwen Stacy from another universe.
Spider Gwen. That was tight.
But when all that shit happens, he goes back. How did he end up back in the sewers again? What happens? When he's freaking out about his powers, because he thinks it's puberty and all that.
Yeah,
and he's like, I gotta go see that spider.
Yeah,
and he goes down there, goes to the spider. Yeah. That's when he overhears the shit that's going on with
Spider-Man and
Wilson Fisk and fucking Green Goblin.
Yeah.
And who else is down there?
It's just a bunch of like, because he was in that room. He had a bunch of scientists and shit.
Yeah.
Or henchmen or whatever.
Fighting Green Goblin?
He was fighting Green Goblin at first, and then we find out Wilson Fisk is there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Prowler, of course.
Mm-hmm. What, but was Prowler there yet?
Prowler comes later. He chases him out.
That's right.
He chases him throughout the movie, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he gets down there. He sees Spider-Man, Peter Parker.
Right.
Fucking prime version of Peter Parker. In this universe, that Peter Parker is 26 years old, blonde hair, which is funny because the only one that has blonde hair is like Ben Riley.
Yep.
Yeah. But prime blonde hair. Basically, peak Spider-Man, the best Spider-Man has ever been at that point in his career. Yeah. And it's crazy because, spoiler, they killed him.
No, that nigga died.
They died. I like the fact that they killed him because they killed the best possible version of Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. And then brought in the one that they brought in. Yeah.
They killed like the best possible version of Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And I think he was played by Chris Pine, I think.
Yeah.
Chris Pine.
Yeah.
But they end up killing him. He gives and it's funny because he meets that Spider-Man, that Spider-Sense both go off at the same time, and he's like, oh, you're like me. Okay, don't worry. It's funny because he's like, don't worry, I'm going to train you, everything's good. I'm going to go take care of this real quick, and we're going to be good. All right, cool. He going to have to get his ass killed.
Empty promises.
And he gives him this flash drive and say, hey, I need you to do this. The thing that killed me about that whole scene where he was dying, he was like, hey, swing up there and do that. Yeah. And I was like, nigga, I know.
I can't do that shit.
He was like, nigga, I just got bit yesterday, nigga. You think I built web slingers, web shooters already?
He thought he was the Sam Raimi Spider-Man.
With the organic web?
Yeah.
With the nasty organic web?
That shit's disgusting. That's nasty.
But they end up killing him. Mm. And that was... he's really torn up about it. That scene was pretty sad, too. Well, the aftermath of that scene was pretty sad.
That whole... From the time he got smashed to up until after the funeral, that whole...
It was pretty sad.
That shit was sad.
Because I was like, damn, Spider-Man dead. That shit really got to me.
Damn, Spider-Man died twice this year.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, exactly. That was the sad, and that's the sad moment we was talking about. Mm. He died, he goes through the motions with all of this. And, oh, another side note, his dad hates Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, of course. Another cop hates Spider-Man.
And that was crazy. That's why he had asked him. He was like, do you really hate Spider-Man? Mm-hmm. Like, he would... That's the crazy part. Okay, there's one gripe I would have about the movie. It's not a big gripe, but it's just to make him wonder, like, Like, when he said, Dad, do you hate Spider-Man? Mm-hmm. And then as soon as he walked out the room, he sees on the news that Spider-Man dead. He was like, nigga, what happened? I'm like, what did you do? I would have came in a bit like, Miles, bring your ass in here, boy. Abuse. You just asked me, did I hate Spider-Man? Now get on the news, nigga dead?
What's going on? That's an ass whooping.
Yeah, house. Like, for not even a whooping, just like, hey, you was there? Like, what, you shot him?
Shot him.
That was been...
Spider-Man done get shot, y'all. He should have.
But the funeral scene, and then him going to the store. And right after that, I guess Miles was just like, yo, this is my responsibility now. Mm-hmm. That's when his hero's journey, like, hit him right there. He was like, I'm really going to do this. I'm going to do this. Yeah. He went to the store, got the spider suit, and that's when we got our Stan Lee cameo.
Beautiful cameo.
Yeah, that's my favorite one. He was like, yeah, I'm really going to miss him. When he said that shit, Stan Lee said, yeah, I'm really going to miss him. We know we was really good friends. What
Bruh.
The fuck, man?
Bro, the movie theater was fucking... so quiet.
Yeah, I think everybody was just like, oh, man. Fuck.
That was heavy.
Bro, I was gonna fucking cry.
Shit, I think I did cry. I just didn't want to tell you last night.
But from then on, he went to go visit Peter's grave, and that's when...
That's when shit hit the fan.
Yeah, because the Peter Parker from the other universe came. Mm-hmm.
And he just showed the fuck up.
Yeah.
Because that was a product of the... whatever you call it, the machine that merged all the universes together.
Yeah, and he's he finally sees him, and this version of Peter is broken,
very,
very broken. He lost MJ. Him and MJ had a divorce. In his universe, shit,
he's fat.
Yeah,
well, I won't say he's fat. He's just out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
He's very unhealthy. depressed.
Aunt May is dead.
Aunt May is dead as hell.
And he's just a broken Spider-Man, That's pretty much everything. Just away from that, how do you feel about all the other Spider-Man and, like, all the other the ones from the universe?
Spider-Man Noir is cool.
That was your favorite one?
Nah, that wasn't my favorite one. But he was just real cool. I like how they transitioned him from comic book to...
And he was just all black and white.
Black and white, yeah.
The art style in the movie was really
good. Oh, that's something I wanted to bring up. Yeah, the way they use, like, the different type of animation styles. They use, like, Ben dots. Mm-hmm. You know, the Ben dots is the shit, the little dots they use in the old comic books. They use the mixture of, like, 2D and 3D animation. Different things that happen. They use the, like, onomatopoeias and shit.
Like, yeah, when stuff would happen, right.
Yeah, boom,
bagel,
yeah, thwip, all that shit was cool. And going back to the different Spider-Man, it was really tight how they brought them all together. And even though they were in different universes, it still worked in that one universe. Like Peter Porker or Spider Pig,
Spider Ham, Spider Pig, whatever. Peter Porker, Spider bitten by a radioactive pig,
which is fucking funny.
That was fucking hilarious.
They should. Oh, you know what I thought they were going to do?
What?
I thought they were going to, since they had different universes, I thought they were going to have, like, a little nod to the live-action Spider-Man from the MCU and just have him, like, in there in, like, a scene or, like, I thought maybe they were gonna jump from different universes and show Tom Holland. That would have been pretty cool. Tight. Yeah, like if they
should have just been like a pile of dust.
That's
that would have been really tight.
That's funny.
You're that would have been really tight.
Yeah, but I thought they were gonna do that, but they didn't. But who knows what they could do next movie? Yeah. If there is a next movie.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, it's been confirmed that.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Well, okay. Not technically confirmed, but I think the director, one of the producers from the movie, saying that they want to do they're going to do a sequel that's going to focus more on Miles and that universe is Gwen Stacy's relationship.
Mm.
But it's a really, really good movie, though, man.
Yeah.
I
can't say anything.
It's near perfect about it. It's really damn near perfect. Yeah. And the cameos, not even the cameo, like the cast is so low-key. The voice acting is really good.
Yes.
I didn't even realize who I was in the movie. I didn't know Nick Cage was Spider-Man Noir.
Yep.
I didn't realize Chris Pine was the other Spider-Man. Like, it was crazy. What was it?
Did you know who voiced Miles' dad?
Who?
Brian Tyree Henry.
That's who that was.
Yeah.
So his uncle must have been Mahershala Ali.
Yeah, his uncle was Mahershala Ali.
Man, that cast was fucking tight, bruh.
That was a good cast. Yes.
That's fucking crazy.
It's wild how a lot of... Because I was just watching... This is unrelated, but related in the same way. I was just watching this Netflix movie called Bird Box the other day. You heard of that?
A Blind Quiet Place.
Basically. Yeah, that's the same thing I said. I didn't look at it yet,
but that's why I said I was like, looks like Quiet Place, but you got to be blind.
Yeah. That's pretty much what it is. It's like a low-key good bad movie.
Have you seen Quiet Place?
I haven't, but I know the premise of it.
It's really good.
I'm sleep on that. Yeah. But the thing about Into the Spider-Verse and Blind Box is just the cast, and you don't realize who's in the movie until they show up or when you look at the credit. It's wild because you'll see it when you see, I don't want to spoil it, but when you see the different people that just pop up, you're like, "Damn, he was in this, she was in this."
Yeah.
It's a good cast for a low profile movie.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
But, yeah, this movie was near perfect. It was big-hearted.
Mm-hmm.
Very self-aware.
Oh, yes.
From the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
I really appreciated that. It was really self-aware. With the nods toward, like, especially at the beginning, we was talking about the Spider-Man popsicles and how fucked up it was.
Yeah.
Him walking down the street doing the Spider-Man 3 shit, pointing and dancing shit. I thought that was funny as fuck.
Made fun of the Sam Raimi movies.
Yeah.
Made fun of how we had so many Spider-Man origin stories. And they every time a new Spider-Man came into the movie, it was like, okay, this is the last time we're going to have an origin story. But it was really good because they had origin stories. But still made fun of the fact that we had way too many origin stories.
Yeah.
That was good. What else did they do?
The soundtrack.
Oh, the soundtrack was good. Jaden. I didn't know Jaden was in it.
The whole soundtrack. I listened to the soundtrack up there with Dolo. He was playing it up in the car. It was dope.
That's what's up. Who else was in it? Because I know they have some more people that they didn't show in the movie. I know Jaden has a song. I know...
Ty Dolla $ign has a song.
Yeah, Ty Dolla $ign.
Lil Uzi has a song on the soundtrack. It's Lil Uzi and somebody else, if I'm not mistaken.
I know Vince Staples has a song, right?
Yeah. Mm. The soundtrack is really dope. But the, Do you think it's probably one of the best? Do you put it over Infinity War? Man. As far as your favorite superhero movies this year? What other superhero movies came out this year? I know I'm missing something.
As far as those two, I don't know, bro, because I'm biased. I love Spider-Man. It's like top three favorites. Comic book characters and shit.
Yeah.
Probably number one.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since, what was it, 2000? When did Miles come out? 2010? 2011 when they created him?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
He easily became my favorite Spider-Man when I first started paying attention to it. But the movie was great. It's the first time we got a big live action. I mean, not live action. A big...
No, it was Juice WRLD on the album. That's what it was.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You thought it was Post Malone, didn't you?
Nah, nigga, I thought it was.
Niggas sound the same.
I want to say Lil Uzi was on something. It was on something. He was on one album this year. Shit, I can't remember.
Yeah. But I forgot where I was.
You was talking about Miles Morales.
Oh, yeah. This is our first big Miles Morales movie.
It made me want to see a live action
one. Oh, yeah. It was good about this is it actually... could be like Miles' Deadpool moment. You know how that Deadpool test footage came out and they was like, okay, we should make a Deadpool movie.
I think they should now.
Yeah, they definitely should.
Okay, if Sony's smart They re-up their deal with Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
They keep on making money. Because honestly, Marvel's making money from it, but Sony's making all the money from this.
Yeah.
Because they're getting the money from the Spider-Man Homecoming movie and shit. In return, Marvel's just being able to use them in the universe right. and shit.
Which yeah. is a win-win.
And they get like toy shit and all that too. Mm-hmm. With Sony gets all that shit too, if I'm not mistaken. But if I'm Sony, I'll let Marvel continue making those.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm Sony, I really delve into the multiverse now.
Mm.
Make your own Spider-Man.
Right.
Let him keep on doing that. Don't interfere with Tom Holland's Spider-Man at all.
Right.
If you want to get help with that Spider-Man with Marvel, cool. Talk to him too. Have them just make a multiverse with Miles Morales.
Mm.
With the live action one.
So what you're saying is cast a new Spider-Man for what's that, Earth 616 that Miles is in?
Yeah, whatever.
Have a new Peter Parker and then do that, but we already know how he is, and pretty much do like that Peter Parker dies.
You don't even gotta kill him. Well, you're talking about the Spider-Man in his universe.
Yeah, in his universe.
Yeah, his Spider-Man in his universe should be like Tobey Maguire or some shit.
Would be funny and very funny. He just dies.
Him or Andrew Garfield. One of those. It gotta be one of the movies. I think it should be one of the big movie Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
Have Tobey Maguire be in shape or some shit. I've been Spider-Man for all these years.
For 46 years.
He fucking dies.
Yeah.
And.
Or even have an older Miles Morales. Like, Miles Morales has been Spider-Man for like 7 years. And then there's a flashback of Tobey Maguire dying as Spider-Man.
He thinks about
that shit.
I think it would be pretty cool if they did that.
And Hollywood should cast me as Miles Morales.
Go for it. I believe in you.
Let's start a petition. Everybody hashtag Mark for Miles.
Shit. But, and me for Venom.
Yes. That shit gonna be fire.
But, that's what I think they should do. Like, if they're smart.
Mm.
I think it would be a real big moneymaker and all that. But, it's crazy to me that they doing this with that, with... They couldn't do this with their regular movies before, but they did this with this animated movie.
Mm-hmm.
And when Disney first got the rights to Marvel, mm-hmm. my first thing I ever thought was, man, if Pixar can do a Spider-Man movie,
mm-hmm.
that'll be the greatest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And Sony made like a better Pixar movie, in my opinion,
I can see
than they could ever do, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That's how strongly I feel about this movie. I think it's that good. I think everybody should go see it. See it twice if you can.
Go see it three times.
Go see it in XD. Because like all the colors in it are really
very vivid.
Yeah, very vivid movie.
It's worth the seizure.
It's worth the epilepsy.
It's worth the epilepsy.
What did you think about the reimagined Doc Ock?
Yo, you know...
They kind of gender swapped it, and it didn't make it weird.
Not kind of.
They gender swapped.
They gendered it up. But it was, it didn't take me out of it. It was a cool surprise.
Yeah, it was really dope. Yeah. I liked the way they did that, too. Yeah.
I liked her tentacles. Like, they weren't like metal. They were like this fucking, I don't know.
Like actual science shit, like the shit that
condom material?
It was lambskin. It was lambskin tentacles.
Yuck.
But it was basically, it was exactly like the shit that they would use in the fucking laboratory. Like, mm-hmm. we got the horns dealing
straight
with, like, the
up.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, the actual, yeah, looking like it was made out of, like, that type of material.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and, like, the whole movie was just like watching a fucking comic book come to life.
Mm. Perfect, you know.
And it was perfect. I want a sequel. It's a 10 out of 10 to me. I mm-hmm. recommend everybody go see it. It's the best Spider-Man movie ever.
I agree. I agree. Shameik Moore did a hell of a job as Miles.
Oh, he did a great job.
Jake Johnson was actually, not even actually, I say that shit like he's not a good actor, but he was a really good Spider-Man.
Mm.
He was a really good aged Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You know? He had that like, that sarcastic, like,
dry, humor. He probably was my favorite one.
Yeah.
He might have been. Yeah. It's not him or Spider-Ham.
Yeah, he was a good comic relief.
Yeah, Peter. Like Parker. The part when they was asking him, like, can you swing this? Can you do this? Can you do this? And he was like, can you float in the air when you smell delicious pies?
Yeah,
that shit was funny as fuck.
Bro, they had some good jokes in that one.
He's like, can't float in the air when you smell a delicious pie.
Perfect voice for that. John Mulaney.
Yeah, they did. They did really good, though, but I recommend everybody go see it.
Most definitely.
And I think it got nominated for a Golden Globe.
Really?
I don't know if it might have came out too late for the Oscars or some shit, but it'll be cool to see if they get recognized by that, because I think it's a movie that shouldn't be looked over when it comes to that.
Straight up.
This season, and it didn't make that much money the first weekend. Because all this other shit that's been coming. It's so much. It's December, yeah. Man. It's so much shit. But I think it got a bigger... I think it might have a bigger second week than anything. Although Aquaman came out this weekend.
Yeah. But I'll have to go do that too.
Yeah, but... I hope it doesn't get looked over. Because I think it deserves... If it came out earlier this year, I think it would be winning all like the animated awards this year. Because I can't think of anything... else... animated wise. Was it any big Disney animated movies this year? Was that all last year?
I don't think there was anything
this year. I think Coco was last year. That was a fucking amazing movie. Yeah, I think that would be it. Because I don't think anything else. Mm-mm.
Nothing big. Nothing I can think of.
Yeah.
I have any more notes on this movie.
Before, how long have we been going? Just 30?
32. 30.
Okay, cool. It's other Spider-Man news, too, because you know they started talking, you know they started showing other stuff about Far Away from Home.
Far From Home?
Yeah, Far From Home.
Mm-hmm.
We got, did you want to put a bow on the Spider-Man shit?
Oh, yeah.
Any final words?
Send it. Great movie. 10 out of 10, or 9.5 out of 10. No, actually, yeah, I'll give it a 10 out of 10. I'll go see it a second time, and I'll give my my second rating. Yeah. This is the first view.
But with Far From Home, I keep on this fucking long ass fucking name. I feel like Webby on Breakfast Club.
Dog,
I
got that some shit.
Names on y'all. Charlamagne. Angela Lee. Sweet John Jr. This is the Breakfast Club. Y'all already know. Yeah, DJ Envy, Angela Lee.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne. I ain't never gonna get that man name right. That's it.
But that
I
is.
I never gonna get that man name right, man.
That's probably the funniest shit that's happened this year.
But
was it even this year?
No, that was old. Oh, old as fuck.
Shit.
That was like early Breakfast Club days. But Away From Home, they finally confirmed that Jake Gyllenhaal is gonna be Mysterio.
He's going to be Mysterio.
And they showed it. It's a trailer that's out, but I can't find a bootleg version anywhere. I want to see it so fucking bad. But it's basically everything that they've been saying is going to be. He's going to be on a, it seems like he's on a field trip or some shit. Mm-hmm. And some shit happens.
In London.
Okay. But the biggest topic out of this is they're saying that Mysterio might be a good character.
A hero.
But I think that's like a...
That's a ruse.
What is it, not a red herring, is it?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's... Let me do my Googles real quick. Just make sure we're not putting any false information out there.
But yeah, they're saying he might be a good guy. And I don't know for sure how...
He's called a red hot chili pepper.
That was...
No, I'm playing. Delete that joke.
Yeah, man. Blink that out. But
yeah, it's a red herring.
Oh yeah, I think that might be a red herring because they're saying he's fighting these things called. I had the names the other day.
A red herring is something that misleads or distracts from a relevant or important issue.
Ah, I'm a genius.
Like a girlfriend.
Mm.
Or your parents.
Yep. I'm not gonna throw any shots, but Mysterio.
But spice free podcast.
Like I was telling you yesterday, I think what they're gonna do is like in the description for a movie that says it's gonna be fighting these quote unquote monsters. Mm. I cannot think of the name of it anymore. It wasn't Eternals. It was some shit. But he's fighting these monsters they call, and it's like Hydro Man, probably gonna be Sandman.
Oh yeah, I did.
And some other shit.
Yeah.
And they're saying the only person who can defeat him is Mysterio. And the reason why I say it's a red herring is I think Mysterio is going to be, he's going to come out of nowhere and destroy one of these monsters.
Yeah.
And Nick Fury's going to be like, okay, he's our only hope. This is guy I know. He's going to help us defeat him. But in reality, we all know what Mysterio's power is or what he can do. he used to work special effects and shit and do all that. He's probably just playing a trick on everybody. He probably made all these monsters himself. Mm. Or got it, or the illusion of these fucking monsters, making himself out to look like a hero. And he's just gonna do that, you know?
That would be very interesting. I'll pay $10 to see that.
I'll pay $6.50 on Tuesday.
I'll pay $3.99. Stupid.
Stupid. I'll call Tanisha. Yep.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and order my tickets.
Now. But I think it's going to be a really good movie. They're showing him, he has a new suit. Have you seen all this shit for it?
I saw a couple of set photos, leaked set photos and shit. Mm-hmm. Of Jake Gyllenhaal on set. It looks trash, but I know they're going to fix it.
Ooh, another... Okay, tell me, did you notice this shit? Mm. On the, in Jake Gyllenhaal's suit?
Yeah.
Because you know he's like fucking special effects dude and all this
right,
shit.
Right, right, right.
It looks like he's... Like, if they're doing anything like the other movie, like Homecoming, with Michael Keaton's character from Vulture, how he was stealing shit from the New York battle and shit. It looks like Mysterio has on Thor's costume.
Yo, you know what? I saw some shit. Oh, one more thing. Spider-Man's suit looks very fire.
Yeah, with the black.
Yes.
The black and red is dope. And he's going to be wearing he's supposed to be wearing a lot of shit. But I don't think Mysterio's going to be the main part of the movie.
You don't think so?
Tom Holland said, saying some shit about... He might not be the main. He might be the main part of the movie, but it might be some shit in this movie, you know, like fucking Fox type shit, like the Marvel buying the rights type shit.
Oh, okay.
We might see some crazy shit in this movie because he's wearing the black suit, like his fucking stealth suit.
Right.
He says it's Nick Fury sending him on this mission
while he's over there Peter Parker. And I'm trying to get my words right. Peter Parker is over there as himself because this class is going abroad and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's also, while he's there, he's doubling as Spider-Man to go do some stealth missions for Nick Fury.
I think during that movie, a lot of people think in Infinity War we might start seeing some of that shit.
Mm.
But I think in the fucking, in that Spider-Man movie, that's when we're going to start
some real shit.
Start seeing...
Comic book shit.
Yeah, start seeing some hints towards this bigger universe we're about to get into.
Yes.
But I'm really excited for the movie and shit.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
What else had happened since we got out of here? Oh, the Infinity War trailer came out also.
It did.
We didn't talk about that.
We did not.
What did you feel about that?
I cried. Because Tony finna die in space.
Man, I still think Cap gonna die. I still think
he's gonna die, bro.
Yeah, he's gonna die or something's gonna happen because, like, somebody had posted a thing. I think I said that to you too.
Yeah.
Like, with him looking at the picture of Peggy.
Yeah, yeah.
In the first Captain America movie, and in the trailer, he's looking at a picture of Peggy like the same way.
So, he might end up sacrificing himself.
He's gonna end up sacrificing himself.
He's gonna get killed by Iceman.
Yeah. That's what's gonna happen. Gay Iceman.
Did you say gay Iceman?
Yeah, you know, Iceman's gay now.
Oh, in the comic books?
Yeah.
Oh, he is. Yeah. I hear about that. Shout out to the LGBTQ community. You got another one.
You say you got another one? Him and Morph.
Word.
I always thought Morph was gay. But
imagine if Morph had a black dad. Uh-huh.
But what did... I liked the trailer.
Yeah.
Of course, they're not going to show us that much of it.
What part do you think is a ruse? Because you remember on the Infinity
Ant-Man.
War trailer, you think that's a...
Ant-Man and Ronan's part.
Okay, what you think about Ronan's part? What you think they're going to change?
Well, I don't think it's going to... I don't know if they're going to change anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just... The parts I think is a ruse. Like, I think when she sees him, and the way he looks at her... I think he doesn't recognize her. I think they're in another universe. Because, you know,
it
might be after a part that they finally hooked up with Ant-Man and they're going through shit.
Trying to find
in, like, different universes. Because, you know, we all know they're going to be in the New York battle again.
Right.
Like, so all those. So, we know Tony's going to be able to get out of whatever he's getting out of, because shit, we ain't seen the set photos. Tony and all the niggas together, and they out there. they try to figure out what the fuck going on. But that part when she sees Hawkeye, he looks at her, not like he doesn't know her, but he looks at her like, you're supposed to be dead, or some shit. I think in that universe, Hawkeye is Ronin. And because it's not silly to me, but it's like, it's crazy that how in this MCU's Hawkeye can just, oh, my family died, now I'm gonna take up a sword and go figure out what the fuck's going on. I think they found him in another universe, and in that universe he's just been through some fucking shit,
just worse, you know what I'm saying?
And Ant-Man's case, when they see him on the security cam, they're seeing him in the past. Because they're saying, like, on one part, they're saying
the date is like the 80s.
Mm-hmm. And I think Ant-Man comes out of the fucking quantum realm, and the first thing he does is try to go to Avengers base.
Mm.
And it doesn't look right to him, so he's just knocking. He was like, what the fuck is everybody? Because it used to be an old Stark building.
Right.
Because they said it before, there used to be an old Stark building. So he just goes to the old Stark building, and he's trying to get people at the door, but nobody's there.
Right.
And he eventually leaves, but that feed ends up showing up on Cap's damn shit. And that's why Cap is like, was this recorded today?
Yeah.
Or some shit like that. Oh, I can't wait for that fucking movie.
Bro, it's going to be a great movie. That, like, I don't know, bro. It's, I don't even know what to say about it, other than it's going to be the shit.
I can't wait to see it. I want to see another trailer. Really? I don't think I need to see another trailer. What you finna say?
I think I don't know. I was going to say I think the next trailer is going to be really good. But then, now that you say that, it shouldn't really be another trailer.
Mm-mm, I don't think it should be either.
Well, it's May, right? It comes out in May?
April.
That's right.
It comes out in April, so...
That nigga Stan Lee been alive for a long ass time.
What the fuck, bro? You wanna, shit, we had 40 minutes now. We can go ahead and wrap this up.
Yeah, it's
with the cameos. What are some of your favorite... Do you have a top 10 list? You made a list?
I made a whole list. I can run through them real quick, though.
Oh, you can... Shit, give me a whole list. I probably don't have 10. Because okay. I don't think I made my list. I didn't make my list. But I can give you my favorites.
Alright, that's a bit. But coming in, should I go 10 to 1 or 1 to 10? Because I got a new numbers I got
to
add.
You got them in order from favorite to?
It started off in order, but we'll see as I go through.
Well, just save your favorite for last.
All right, so we'll just go down 10 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number 10, I got X-Men, the original X-Men 2000. This is probably, from what I know, from what I've seen, because he got a shit ton of fucking cameos.
A shit ton.
Like a shit ton.
Because when I was making mine, I just went from like MCU shit.
Oh, for real?
Because I didn't even want to go that far back.
I did. Mine is kind of like from different places. Because I went back and looked at some, and I kind of changed my favorites. But number 10, I got X-Men from 2000. And that's the only one that I know of where it's just him. And you got to really catch him. Like, he doesn't say shit. He doesn't say shit. The camera's not really on him, because they were at the beach when old boy came out the water.
Yeah.
And... nigga, like, it just panned, and Tony was in line to get a hot dog. And, like, that's the most subtle, no Tony voice. No Stan Lee voice or nothing.
Hmm.
So I thought that was pretty cool. Mallrats from 95, when Brody meets Stan Lee, and Stan Lee give him that bullshit story about love.
Yeah.
And come to find out, Brody's friend paid Stan Lee to say all that bullshit. they had Stan talk about how he would give up his comics, the money, and the women for this one woman that he let go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, no you wouldn't. No you wouldn't. Nah. You get over that. Number 8, The Trial of the Incredible Hulk. TV movie from 1989.
Yeah.
Who is that? Who is he talking to? He was talking to somebody. I didn't write down who he was talking. This was actually Stan's first movie appearance.
Yeah.
He said to somebody, I wrote this quote down, and I don't remember who said it, but somebody told somebody. He was like,
son, you got a panty on your head.
I thought that was funny. I got to find the clip. Put a pin in that shit. Fantastic Four, number 1,
What the fuck? Well, he was in a comic. Well, just a comic book cameo?
Uh-huh. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, he did. So, basically, Dr. Doom told Stan Lee and Jack Kirby to bring the Fantastic Four so he could kill him. Number 6, Captain America, the First Avenger.
Okay.
2011. Number 5, The Hulk, 2003. When Stan Lee was talking to Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah.
When Stan Lee and Lou Ferrigno were talking outside. Lou Ferrigno was the security guard and shit. That was tight. That was a nod to both of them. The horrible Daredevil movie. young Matt, when he was a little boy, he saved Stan Lee from getting hit by a damn car in traffic.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Yep. It was a tight little scene. The Amazing Spider-Man 2012.
That was one of my favorites.
That's one of your favorites. Yeah, I like
that too. Janitor and
yeah,
shit.
He was just cleaning up and niggas was fighting behind him and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That was tight. Guardians of the Galaxy 2, when he was talking to the Watchers.
Yeah, when he was a Watcher.
That was really amazing. That's my number 2.
Yeah.
My number 1, which is now my number 2 because of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. That's my actual number 1 now, and I'm sure it is yours too.
Yeah.
But my original number 1 was the Civil War one, when he called Tony Stark Tony Stank.
Ah, yeah. That's funny. On my list too.
That was funny.
This on my list too was on TV.
Ah, yeah.
When he Age of Ultron, when he's in drunk talk with his fucking Marine buddies and Thor gives him the drink and he drinks that shit, he's like, El Celsio. and you fucking drunk. That I actually like the very first Avengers movie when he was like superheroes in New York.
Oh, get out of here. Real quick.
Yeah.
If you notice when he's talking to Thor, Stanley has a different cap on. The one they show the side view of Stanley's face, it's a tan cap, and then when it shows him later on, it's a black cap. So I don't know if he was just drunk as fuck and put on a different cap.
Probably.
They just had him with two different scenes with the same shit. But anyway.
But like in the first Avengers movie, when he was like, when they was talking to the news people, when the news people was talking to all the people at the Battle of New York, and he was like, superheroes in New York, get out of here, and all that shit.
That was a good one.
That, of course, Amazing Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
when he's cleaning up, doing all that shit. Yeah. Infinity War, when he's the bus driver.
Yeah.
Spider-Man Homecoming, when he's out there trying to stop the guy from breaking into the car, and then everybody's peeking their head out the window telling him to shut up,
mm-hmm.
and then Stan Lee peeks out and starts talking shit to him and all that too. Guardians of the Galaxy, of course. Well, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I had for that, because I didn't really make a top 10 list. Okay. Well, that was on my friend. See, that's it right there.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't make me come down there, you fuck. That's what he said. But
in true New York fashion.
Exactly.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, that's... I forgot about that one. That was on my list, too. Oh,
yeah, when he was cutting Thor.
Yeah, I didn't really write it down. That was my number one and number two.
Okay.
That was my favorite appearance from when MCU. That was MCU-wise. My favorite appearance
MCU-wise.
From
MCU-wise. Okay.
Yeah, that and Tony Stank.
Yeah, that was a really good one. For some reason, that was a simple joke, but I'm like, that was a really good.
Yeah,
that sounded like something that I think Robert Downey Jr. wrote. That
I think Tony Stank.
Tony Stank.
But yeah, those are really good ones, man. Rest in peace.
Yeah, man. Stanley, for real. Man. I think about this shit
fucking
all the time.
Legend.
Yeah, he's a voice of a few generations.
Yeah, inspired everybody. Man. I know he inspires you as far Most as your, like you drawing and shit.
Hell yeah.
So he will be missed. He lived a long life.
A very long life.
There's something you can't really be mad at. Like man lived till he was what 90? 90 what?
Shit, 97? 96? Something like that.
Man,
my grandfather.
That's a older. Full life.
That's a full life. My grandfather will be 100 next month.
Wow.
Yeah. And a nigga still can, you know, he's still.
Chilling.
He'll be chilling. He tell you the same damn story over and over, but what else you gonna do?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's wild. Full lives.
Full life, man. He lived a great life, man.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P. Stan Lee.
The God.
Spider-Verse was amazing.
Yeah.
Can't wait for all the other Marvel movies to come out. Captain Marvel's coming soon.
Captain Marvel's gonna be great.
Still gotta see Aquaman.
Yep. My top 10 list was amazing.
What?
My Stan Lee list was amazing.
You drop a bomb. Yes, some deep cuts.
Yes. I had to go back and look at some shit. Like, I, you know, you told me best Stanley cameos. I wanted to contribute well.
Yeah.
To your podcast. But yeah, you want to do any shout outs to anybody, any listeners?
Shout out to everybody that's listening. I don't know who all listening.
I know a couple people. I don't know his name, but he listens.
Well, shout out to you.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to you, my guy.
My nigga.
I was seeing something so fucking funny today. It was. Wait, what did you say? I
said, can we say nigga?
Yeah, nigga. I seen something so fucking funny today. I seen something online that said, get a load of this guy is white people's version of whose man is this? Hey, get a load of this guy.
That's so funny.
That's been another episode of The Real Brothers.
The Real Brothers.
The movie podcast where they don't let niggas like us normally do shit like this.
But we gonna do it anyway.
Exactly. We'll see y'all in the next episode.
Peace. Affirmative action.
Him too.
Yes, sir. Him too. Hashtag him too. Hashtag Mark for Miles. Hashtag Just Venom.
Hashtag stop toxic femininity. Or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I don't know if I'm going to touch that one. I think I do want a girlfriend eventually, so I'm not going to touch that. Have a good night, guys.
All right, see you.
Bye. Is that the end?
Yup.
All right.
Why are you
saying? It's another episode. All right, now.